K1 coming up in just a moment. Community Connection brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and by First Baptist Church coming up in just a bit on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400 K1 and in this morning for our Community Connection, John Kane, City Councilman. And John, it wasn't necessarily a long meeting last night, but you got a lot of things done.
Yeah, what was not a long meeting at all, but there were some kind of, there were important items on the agenda, which we were happy to be able to get through in pretty short order and with pretty great detail also.
As I look at things, probably the most significant long-term would be the announcement of some expected renovations and community development work at and around the Eastland Center. That's like you said before we went on the air, that's kind of a historic hub for business activity for the city of Bartlesville for a long time.
Sure, no, that's exactly right, and it is very exciting to see so much going on in Bartlesville, and this is, just seems to be the latest edition of it, and so we're really thrilled of the prospect of kind of a revitalization of Eastland Shopping Center. Of course, there's already been construction conducted on the old Atwoods building, and I think it's fairly common knowledge that Hobby Lobby will then be moving into that space and undergoing some pretty significant renovations to that building, which will be a nice facelift and a much better location for Hobby Lobby. And then specifically the improvements we're looking at kind of on just outside of Eastland for the highway is very encouraging just because of the traffic projections. Well, you know, where there's talk about putting two right turn lanes in off the highway, not to mention the extra lanes coming out of Eastland. So to really try to get traffic off the highway, not block traffic on the highway, and get them out expeditiously. So I think that, you know, some of the analytics, I don't know as far as what stores going in, what their traffic counts are, but this would tell me that they're expecting high traffic, and I think that's excellent.
Yeah, sounds great to me, whoever it might be. I know that the name of Chick-fil-A has been bannered around. I'm not sure how official that is, other than I think it's pretty sure they're coming, just a matter of who, what, when, where, and how.
But right, and I think that is the only kind of, I hate to jinx it and say set in stone, but I think they've been excited to be here.
Yes.
They've announced that they're excited to be here, and that's been in the works for quite some time. They've been looking to be around that area for a couple of years anyway, so it looks like this won't be the latest addition of the Red Lobster to be in Bartlesville. Looks like we're really moving towards a very nice establishment.
I hadn't been in town 6 weeks 20 years ago, and somebody said, hey, I heard Red Lobster was coming to town.
one of these days, Charlie.
I think any brand of that caliber, of that size, would be welcome, whoever and whatever it might be.
Well, they're certainly a leader in their industry, and they're kind of other chains follow them, right?
Yeah.
If they see a Chick-fil-A build, you oftentimes see the clustering of other fast food operations around them, because those guys are smart, they know what they're doing, and they're popular.
Well, sure.
And so I think it'll be exciting if they can get in there like is planned and see what crops up around them. I know there's other developments planned, surely, for a shopping center of that size. So.
Well, we'll let the folks at Eastland make their own announcements as to who, what, yes, and when is moving into what space, but we know that there are spaces that are or will soon be available because of what has already been going on there.
Sure. Well, and if the Wells are listening, we're very excited about it, and Bartlesville's anxious to know what we think is going to come in. So we're excited to have those improvements.
And in the meantime, we can all have our own individual speculations as to what it might be.
That's right. Something to talk about anyway.
I have imagined somewhere in the neighborhood of soon, and who knows how many days or weeks in a soon, but there are still some announcements for the restaurant pads over on Juan Adams, too, that have to come out.
Yes, and I'm not even sure where on the radar of GBT, our developer out there, where those restaurants even are. I know a lot of times they'll wait until all the other stores really are almost finished, because those restaurants, the pads will be poured, and they'll be constructed in no time. I mean, it's an easy thing. And so I think, as is typical with commercial real estate development of this scale, I think that's kind of a later thought towards the end of the development's completion. So,
and I believe that was part of the original announcement, that because those are relatively quick builds compared to what's going on now,
right,
that they will be, you know, a ways down the road.
Right. But it's bound to be a very popular area, and so I'm sure it will attract a lot of good attention from some nice quality restaurants and give our citizens and ideally those outside of our community also a great place to stop and eat. So,
well, and looking at some of the other things that have been talked about officially, kind of officially, almost officially, somebody's pipe dream somewhere along the line. I know Mr. Curd made some things public a few weeks ago on some of the things he would like to see, and they were more his aims than anything official at this point in time. But I'm sure each of you have prospects of things you would like to see. We've heard talk about a green space over near the Price Tower Community Center area, that sort of thing, and some of the things that should continue to improve the overall perception of what's going on in Bartlesville.
Right. I'm certainly there are some neat projects that can be taken on. I hesitate to really get into what I would like to see personally, because I want to make sure we get with the council first and
sure.
Make sure we're all on the same page and have that important meeting. And so, but certainly, I mean, quality of life I think ought to be a big focus for this upcoming bond election. We've spent the last few really focusing on infrastructure improvements, which are not only necessary, but they're really nice to have. You know, I mean, if sometimes you take for granted driving down a nice road, right, until it's not nice anymore, and then all of a sudden it's a problem. And so it's not a very attractive, I guess, place to spend taxpayer dollars, but it's a necessary place to spend them. So although we've focused on them pretty heavily in the past, I think maybe it's time, and I think a lot of our community would like to see an added emphasis on some quality of life projects. And so I think that's a pretty easy sell. I would love to see that also myself. And so I'm looking forward to starting that process, getting the city's list of what they think they need, and going forward from there. But
And that list will come forward after the city employees have kind of put what they feel is the best proposals together, and then still bring the council some options and that sort of thing.
So. Right. Right.
Other items going on last night. I didn't, because I was at another meeting, I didn't hear all of the business from last night, but I know you had several of the things to act on.
Sure, and the biggest item, probably just as it relates to dollars, would be this enterprise resource management system that the city needs to implement. Now, this is almost like spending money on streets or drainage. You know, it's something that although may not be, you know, an attractive outward facing project, it certainly will help our city function more efficiently. So this is basically, for lack of a better analogy, it's like QuickBooks, right? But but on, you know, all kinds of steroids,
and more built for governmental operations,
right? And you know, so it is an enormous task to implement a system like this. The system we're working with now is, you know, right around 30 years old. So think about 30-year-old technology. That's old for technology.
There are how many city employees that have probably never seen a C-prompt?
Yeah. Exactly. And so I think that this is an option that we have to explore, and city staff has done a remarkable job exploring all of our options, presenting the best option. And last night's agenda item was, there's no action taken. It was just a discussion item to allow the council to absorb this information, because it is very complex, and you know, you're looking at to implement a new system, you know, 30 months probably before the system's in, and then another 6 to 8 months before it's outward facing like it needs to be. I mean, so it's a very, you know, it's a 3-year process to get this done, and you know, when you consider all the data that has to be carefully transferred over, preserved, so that the city stays operational, customer accounts are operational. I mean, it's a very complex implementation procedures.
And I have just, as I own point of view, there probably will be some kind of parallel operation for a period of time. That's, you know, so you're doing every operation twice in both systems, so that you have the transition exactly the way you want it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and it's like going up with a new website, right? You have to make sure your old website stays operational, so that your customers can see the information they need to see, and so those two sites will run side by side. One of them kind of on a private server where it's not accessible to the public, and then one that's publicly accessible. And then when the time is right, you make the switch and move on, and then the old system would be a legacy system at that point. So.
Yeah. Hopefully you pushed all the buttons and tried everything exactly the ways the users would do it and say, I've never tried that before. I see we got a problem here.
Sure, and that's the goal. And so to that end, the staff has recommended, and I agree wholeheartedly with this recommendation, to keep on a group. It's GFOA is a consultant group that helped us select this system, and staff recommends that we keep them on throughout the duration of the implementation process so that we don't run into hiccups, so that our customers, the citizens of Bartlesville, don't have interruptions in service or permits or bill paying or any number of services that the city provides. And so I think that was a great recommendation, and certainly if you're going to take on a task of this magnitude, you'd like to have the experts by your side, making sure that you don't fumble the ball, so to speak, while you're doing that. So it's a big item to discuss. It is a big ticket item for sure, looking at it from a cost perspective. But it's increasingly rare that you stand in line with a check to pay a bill these days, right? And that's what we do a lot of times. Filling out permits, download the permit, go or mail it in. And that's just, it is a very antiquated system. And beyond just those outward facing capabilities, there's a lot of internal inefficiencies and hurdles to clear for our staff that make their jobs more difficult. And so I think this will be a welcomed improvement by everybody. And it's something that I'm looking forward to discussing again in another 30 to 45 days, probably.
Okay, sounds great. Finishing touches still going on with the police and fire administrative building. And I know everybody, some are in, some are operating, but there are still some desks and phones and things that are yet to be completed.
Right, and it's just some punch list items. We do our walkthroughs. We see, city staff, does the walkthroughs, they see some items that maybe weren't completed as the contract specified, and so it's up to then the contractor to either figure out if they're going to do it or if they have a sub that could do it. And so we've gone through most of those. There are just a couple small items that have yet to be resolved, but overall it's moved along pretty nicely and pretty seamlessly, and I think hopefully, I know we've said this before about this project and others, but hopefully it's just a couple more weeks. And I know everybody's excited to start using the facility. One of the major concerns we have now are controlled access doors and how that's going to work. And I think that's one of the most important security features of a facility like that. If you can't control who's coming in there, how secure is it really? And so certainly before we're occupying that at full steam, we ought to make sure we know who's coming in the building. That was one of the problems we had with the old police station. There are a couple of access points that had security concerns, and don't want that here.
Back in the early to mid-80s, that was a concern, but certainly not the way it is today.
It's a bitch much different world.
Yeah. We will continue our time on Community Connection coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing a Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1, again talking with John Kane as we talk city business a little bit. Just looking at the summertime projects, and I know that the engineering crew have got their maps out and have already said, we're going to work this street this time. Mm-hmm. And it's the season where we get a lot of those street improvement jobs done so that you don't realize that, hey, this street's a problem.
Right. No, you're right. It is the season for that. And it's nice to be able to get some of that work done before it gets just too hot, because, if it's hot outside, it's hotter on the asphalt for sure.
Yep.
And so we'll see projects going on. And just be aware of those, and hopefully they'll be able to be completed in a timely manner to cause as little inconvenience as possible. Mm-hmm. One project that we continue to hear about is the bridge project on Highway 75.
Which, of course, I know we're trying to be upfront and transparent on this. That's an ODOT project.
It's an ODOT project. They did not need the city's permission, nor did they ask it. And so we're just kind of stuck with that. And It seems now that the work has, seems like the work has slowed, and it has a little bit, because in the process of completing this project, they found that the beams of the bridge had suffered some degradation, and so they are now going back to ODOT to determine an appropriate way forward here. And so it seems like it stalled a little bit, which is unfortunate, because it is a fairly large inconvenience, you know, turning, pinching that road down to two lanes and weaving around. And so I guess we'll just have to wait until ODOT can fix that problem, and as soon as we have any more information, obviously we'll pass that along.
And the merchants there on the corner, and they know about it, but again, it's an inconvenience, because so many of us are used to turning into Eastland or Mazio's, whichever side of the, you know, from 75, but we have other ways in, and it's not that big a deal.
Sure, not that big a deal, but it would be nice to get that completed so that we can start our next construction project right there, and hopefully spurring on the redevelopment of Eastland Shopping Center. So that is promising to be a pretty busy area as it relates to construction and road construction for the next little while. But I think all in all, it's a much needed improvement, and will point to a really nice way forward for that area.
It is, and so we'll be optimistic that the state can resolve the issues on the bridge span relatively quickly, and whatever materials they need hopefully are already available.
Absolutely. That'd be nice.
So just this time of year when the council starts really getting serious on budget talks, you've got, we're going to round it out to 3 months. There's a week or so left of March, but basically April, May, and June to get it done.
Exactly. And staff has been working diligently, as they do every year at this time of year, to complete that budget for our viewing. And it hasn't started yet. We have not had a budget meeting yet, but I would anticipate in the next 30 days that we start the first part of that. Because you're right, I mean, it's coming up. Got to have a budget here pretty quick, and hopefully we'll see that here coming forward.
And usually the council has been able most years to finalize that well before the deadline. So
I don't see any difference this year. And this is, you're going back just for a second to this. To this enterprise resource management system. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we get our, we get our financial information from in an Excel spreadsheet pretty much, and that's a lot. That's a lot of financial information to keep track of in Excel. Excel's a fantastic program for the right application, but for something like that, it's just remarkable. I can't even imagine all the headaches that it can cause, not having all of your data, linked appropriately, and having to update, cells and spreadsheets. I mean, what a task that must be. And
Excel was a great program back in the early to mid 80s when it was first written, and it solved a lot of problems for us. But the management system, as I see it, is going to give you a lot more analysis power to be able to really draw conclusions from what the numbers are saying.
Sure, our staff will have numbers at their fingertips, and we'll be able to, if a council member were to request a report on, pick a financial topic, it'd be able to be generated pretty much immediately. As long as Mike Bailey's sitting at his desk, he'll be able to do that.
He may be able to access it by remote control and probably have an app for it.
Mike would be able to do that. coaching on the football field would be able to do that. It'll just allow for us to have a lot more power over our finances and generate reports that we were not able to easily generate before, if at all. So, I think that as it relates to budgeting and finance, the budgeting process then will be much more efficient, much easier, much quicker, and probably allow us to make some improvements pretty quickly once the system is in place. Again, it's about 3 years, so it's a long way away.
It will be a process, and I'm sure there will be some interim benefits for you along the way. But, it'll be, like you said, roughly 2.5 to 3 years before we're done.
Right.
Along the way, and I haven't seen the latest sales tax report, but my conclusion without knowing a lot of the facts is not a lot of change yet, but again, a cause for optimism.
Not a lot of change. But that's well said. Not a lot of change, cause for optimism. As we see increasing developments in Bartlesville, we're going to see increasing traffic counts and people here, and hopefully not only visiting our new developments, but some of our great current businesses that we have. I mean, those are no secret, and so I think that our developments now will only serve to increase traffic all over Bartlesville, and kind of reinvigorate our community. So I think it is a very bright and sunny picture moving forward as it relates to sales tax, and then Of course, there are things out of our control, like the use tax and internet tax, and I mean, so that's all. We're not sure exactly how that's going to shake out yet either.
Yeah, but again, it should eventually benefit the city somewhat. And I haven't talked to Maria at the Great American Conference Tournament just recently concluded, mm-hmm. And I'm sure within a few days she'll have the economic analysis for that. But typically, year in and year out, more than $1 million in economic benefit overall for the city from that one tournament.
Right. It's a great tournament. I was able to attend a couple sessions, and it was great to have those college players in and playing at a high level of basketball. I mean, even though it's not an NCAA, tournament, they're good athletes out there all across the spectrum of college sports, and it's fun to be able to watch them and watch the coaches and the students and parents that come support also. And it's a neat atmosphere.
And and the ticket prices are less.
Yeah, exactly. And by all reports, they really enjoy coming here. And the Bartlesville Sports Commission just does an excellent job heading up that project. And it's well appreciated by not only the teams that are here, but our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I invite the community continue to get involved in city government. I'll remind you a couple of things. You should have all received the coupons for your trip to the landfill. And also coming up on Saturday, I believe it's the 22nd, but it's Earth Day next month as far as the Household Hazardous Recycle event going on. The city, one of the big supporters for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll invite people to participate in a couple of those things.
Please do.
Okay,
please
thank you very much. Mr. Kane with us this morning on AM 1400 K1 as we get some city business in front of you this morning. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. The U.S. Secret Service now helps